hello everyone and welcome to this mini cast. I think about this nonstop and I want to make sure I'm spreading such a great positive message, and I want you to listen to this whole thing and think really closely about this, because one thing that people do, myself included, and we have to talk ourselves through it, is that we can rationalize behaviors. We can talk ourselves out of things. We can, delay the things we know we need to do. But I want you to start thinking about things a little bit differently. Such a health and wellness advocate, expert, lover. I live it, breathe it, and enjoy every second of it. So I want to make sure I'm constantly talking about the incredible benefits of taking care of yourself. And this mini cast is great because it's going to help you look at things differently. And I want you to see them out of the perspective of positive versus like negative, or I have to do this thing, or I have to do this, I have to do that. And look at it as like, I get to, or my body needs it, my mind needs it, my peace needs it. And this is such an important podcast because everything is connected. Think about yourself. Everything we do is connected. And that is the purpose of like my mission, my podcast, my brand, everything I'm bringing together. And I want to keep talking about it because when you start to think like, oh, wow, everything is connected to the whole being, you start to just really think about what you're doing. And you bring this aspect of being super intentional with your life into the mix. And you guys, intention, purpose, authenticity are so, it's just beautiful. It's beautiful when you embrace them all and you connect them together, because you're gonna be happier. You're gonna feel like you're living your best life. You're on track with your mission and your purpose. And I just watched this documentary on how to live to 100 or past 100. And a lot of it has to do, whether you want to live that old or not, even if you do or you don't, what I took away from it is not living that long, but feeling that good, being that connected. And one of the things they talked about a lot is your purpose, is these health and wellness practices, these habits that we have, the food that we eat, and it goes back to being all connected. So I'm really excited to talk about this mini cast. It's going to be short, sweet, to the point. You guys love these. I know I do. My goal is to do a longer one and a shorter one. I'm going to kind of alternate. So you have longer one that has a little bit more in-depth knowledge. And then the short ones, if you just have 10 minutes, you can just pop it on and listen to real quick. Before I get started, make sure to hit that follow button. And also do me a favor. I'm going to ask you to do just a little bit more, is think of one or two people that would really benefit from this podcast and send them that link, baby. Send them the link. And let's spread the health. Let's spread the love. Let's spread the shit. And I would really appreciate that. So hit that follow, share with someone. Excuse me. And why don't we kick this podcast off and let's just fucking slay. That's all we want to do, right? So here we go. Welcome to iSlay. This is your personal growth hub, and we are all in on you, all in on your goals and your vision, and we're going to help you build it every step of the way. Here at iSlay, our motto is, if it doesn't help you slay, we don't do it, baby. What I really wanted to do is build a brand and make personal development and health and wellness fun and sexy, because that is what it is. And this brand is a feeling. Make sure to hit that follow button, share on your social media, share it with someone that can find value in this. Thanks for tuning in, and why don't we get started? Okay, so we're back. Here we are. Here's the message. Everything's connected, right? You guys, so first, wellness is so many things. It's so many layers. It's not just working out. It's not just eating right. It's your relationships. It's therapy. It's self-care. It's bubble baths and business and everything. It's just, wellness is so broad. But I want you to know this. When you prioritize it or make it a non-negotiable and own it, it will help you do everything better. it will help you feel better. It'll help you look better. It'll help you sleep better. It'll help you communicate better. It'll help you lead better. It'll help you sell better. It'll help you, whatever you're doing, it's going to help you. And start looking at it as something you cannot not do. We always talk ourselves out of it. And I just don't understand when people are like, and this is not to knock anyone, I just don't get it. And I'm gonna just be real with you, is I don't understand when people are like, oh, back at it after a few months off. Like, unless you're like injured or you can't do it, why are you taking a few months off? Like, this is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle, and you don't have to make it intense. You know, you probably think I'm a psycho and intense, and yeah, I am, but you don't have to do that. It could be just a daily walk. It could be just eating more greens. It could be just taking 10 minutes to yourself to breathe and meditate. Like, you can start with that one little thing and then let it waterfall into many things, but stop looking at it like you can just not do it. You should be able to, like, I want you to think about it differently. Like, oh my God, I get to do this. And make it enjoyable. Like, make it enjoyable. I love going to the gym. I love it. Because I have such a healthy relationship with it. And that's the goal. That's the first step. You have to start thinking of things a little bit differently. Let me give you an example of diet. And I saw this post the other day, and it really got me thinking. And it's just, like, spot on. It is the first step in you know, a diet was in quotes, we shouldn't be looking at it as a diet, is literally just your relationship with food. And, you know, food is fuel. Food is not the enemy. Food is not bad. Food is good. Our body needs it. I eat a lot. I'm constantly fueling my body. It's good fuel, though, most of the time. Sometimes it's not, but we balance it out, right? So think of how you're nourishing your body. Look at your body as just a piece of energy, because it is. How are you nourishing this body? What are you feeding it? What are you consuming on social media? Who are you communicating with? And when you start to do these things and think about them with a lot of intention, you will get a lift in your life, I guarantee it. You'll feel better, you'll look better, you'll do all the things. And that's such a great perspective to have, and I encourage everyone to have that as their takeaway, is, does this fuel my body, my life, my mind in a good way? Ask yourself that question. Does it fuel me in a good way, a positive way? And if the answer is no, then we just don't do it. We just don't do it. If you have that person that always brings you down, super negative, why are we talking to them? They change your energy. We absorb that shit. And remember, wellness is so multifaceted. There's so many different layers to it. And I hope you needed to hear this today, is because we need to stop not prioritizing our health and not prioritizing our needs and doing the things that we know cause damage, doing the things that we know are not good for us. I know it's easier said than done, but it's such a power play. It's such a power move to do. And I encourage everyone to do it. And I'm really just fired up with this episode. And I just think about it a lot, because it's like, nothing's gonna get in the way of prioritizing my needs and my health. We gotta be a little bit more selfish with how we spend our time on this earth, and being around the right people, eating the right things, consuming the right stuff. That's what we should be doing. So think about that when you're doing things. See, does this add value to my life in a positive way, or does it not? And just start there. If you start there and you ask yourself this question, you're going to get further, and you're going to start really being more intentional, like I talked about at the beginning of this episode. So I hope you found a lot of value in this. I'm just really speaking from the soul and the heart, and I love it. So once again, hit that follow button, share it away. If you have any thoughts, share my podcast to your social media. I'll reshare it. You can DM me on my Instagram. I'm here to help. And if there's anything you want to see, let me know. So thank you for tuning in. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. And you guys, prioritize your health. Prioritize your needs. You deserve it, and you are fucking worth it.